Taiwan has a lot of tall mountains, including Yushan, the highest mountain in the Southeast Asia. Shan means mountain. We might use it in a sentence like this. 玉山这座山很高, or 玉山是台湾最高的一座山. 水 is used a lot in Chinese. It not only refers to rivers or brooks, but also the water we drink. Usually, we boil water before we drink it. When the water is boiling, we say 水开了. We call the boiled water that we drink 开水. If the water hasn't been boiled, we say 生水. 浮 is a measure word. We usually use it for art. For example, if we go to a gallery to buy a painting, we say 我要这一幅. In making a recommendation about a piece of art, we might say 那一幅也不错. Do you want to take a look at that piece of art? For 树 or tree, we usually use 棵 as the measure word. For example, we will say 一棵树 or 两棵树. For a grove of trees growing in a certain place, we say 树林. 树下 means under the tree. 大家喜欢在树下乘凉. Do you agree? For 一块石头 or a rock, we usually use 块 to count it. For a bigger stone, we could say 一块石头. For a pile of rocks, we say 一堆石头. For a 鸟 or bird, we use 只 as a measure word. For example, 一只鸟 and 几只鸟. When we want to know how many birds there are, we ask 几只鸟. If there's a bird in the tree, we might say 树上有只鸟. In this section, we've learned positions such as 前, 后, 上, and 下. In speaking, we sometimes use 头 in the neutral tone. Remember, 儿. 头, also an ending particle, doesn't have any special meaning. For example, 前头, 后头, 上头, 下头. They are the same as 前, 后, 上, 下. There's an example in the text of our book. 树在前头, 山在后头. Now, let's take a look at some other important words. 难 means difficult or hard. For example, 学画很难. This means that it's difficult to learn how to paint. If it's not very hard, we say 不难. When a friend wants to know if something is easy or difficult, he or she'll probably ask 难不难. If a painting is ugly, we might say 这幅画好难看. But we should be careful that the painter is not standing nearby. When we're sad, we often say 难过. For example, 人家说我画得很难看,让我心里很难过. 容易 is the opposite of 难. To pick up a pen, it's very 容易, but it's usually 难 to start writing, especially about a topic we're not interested in. There's an old saying, 说话容易,做事难. Have you heard it before? We could say 试吃 when we try something that we've never eaten before. When we encourage people to do something, we say 试试看. 试 also means test. For example, if a teacher gives student a test, we say, Oh no, 考试.